hour, Chris. Still looking good out there. I don't see any delays holding people up.
Thank you, Ali. It's 6:37 Pacific time. This is CBC Radio 1. A ceasefire deal in Gaza is still elusive this morning. Negotiations resumed in Cairo over the weekend. But the Israeli bombing in Gaza and trading back and forth between Hezbollah and Israel along the northern Israeli-Lebanese border continues. Jamie Levin is an associate professor of political science at St. Francis Xavier University. We've reached him this morning in Halifax. Jamie Levin, good morning.
Good morning.
People thought there might be an agreement here at the beginning of July. Here we are a couple months later. What's happened since?
Well, yeah, we thought there was going to be an agreement this July, and then there was a great deal of optimism over the course of this weekend, but those have been dashed. Now, it wasn't always this way. You will recall that there was a ceasefire successfully negotiated between Israel and Hamas in late November. That was a week-long pause that saw the release of Israeli and international hostages being held by Hamas in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a flood of humanitarian aid. But it was short-lived. It was 1 week. It broke down after Hamas resumed rocket fire on December 1. Now, since then, there's been a flurry of international diplomatic activity to get the parties back to the table. And really, I think the most notable point is May. In May, President Biden put forth a plan for ceasefire negotiations, and that's the plan that continues to form the basis of the on-again, off-again negotiations that continue today.
To what extent is Hamas involved in these negotiations, and who else is involved in these negotiations?
Well, so there are the parties that are facilitating it, the Americans, the Qataris, and the Egyptians, and Israel is present. Hamas is working through those other parties. They are not in the room, so to speak. They are continuing to debate and negotiate this Biden administration plan, and I'll outline what it is because I think it's important to know what the plan is to identify the sticking points in the plan. What Biden put forth in May and what continues to be the focal point of the negotiations is a three-phase plan. Phase number one is a six-week ceasefire in which Israel withdraws its armed forces from the populated areas of Gaza. Hamas releases an unspecified number of Israeli and American hostages in exchange for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Palestinian civilians are allowed to return to their homes or to rebuild their homes. And aid, a lot of aid, is supposed to be flooded in. That's phase one. During that first phase, Israel and Hamas would negotiate the second phase, and that would be a permanent end to hostilities. During that time, during the second phase, all the remaining hostages would be released by Hamas, and that would pave the way for the third phase. The third phase is the day after the war. That's the start of the major reconstruction in Gaza. That is the focal point of the negotiations, but there are sticking points that have consistently prevented the parties from reaching a deal.
Sticking points like what?
Okay, so in mid-July, Hamas walked out of the talks. They complained or they claimed that Israel had introduced new conditions to those phases. Israel has claimed for its part that it's only clarifying its position. But the sticking points that remained then, and since then Hamas has been out of the room, and they seem to remain now, are three. Number one, Israel insists on remaining in key areas of the Gaza Strip after the fighting stops. Two, whether or not a ceasefire is a permanent end of hostilities, and three, who's going to be in charge of Gaza when the war ends. And I'll elaborate on those a bit because I think they're important. First, Israel wants to retain control over certain areas of the Gaza Strip after a ceasefire. And in particular, it's identified the area between Gaza and Egypt, it calls the Philadelphia Corridor, as well as a section that bisects the strip in half, what it calls the Netzarim Corridor. And it wants to retain that buffer between Gaza and Egypt to prevent the smuggling of weapons into Gaza. And it insists on retaining that corridor that splits the Gaza Strip in half to prevent the movement of weapons and Hamas